This is Voices of Poverty, a series of podcasts with people living in poverty in the greater Charlottesville area and those working to help those who are. Voices of Poverty is a project of Leadership Charlottesville, a program of the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Joe Hughes with the Charlottesville Fire Department. 56-year-old Hakeem grew up in Central Virginia, but has wandered around the United States for at least part of his adult life. We met Hakeem at Potsham Shelter on his first night back to the area and were immediately enamored with his eloquent depiction of the choices he made and wishes not to make going forward.
I was born and raised here in Charlottesville and graduated from Jackson P. Brewer in 67, and I relocated up north in 68, just recently coming back from Chicago, been about 2 months.
Tell us about your present condition.
Well, coming back to Virginia for me is coming out of incarceration, drug programs, coming back and thinking everything's still the same, you know, nothing the same, everything changed, you know, I've changed, wife changed, community changed, everything changed. When I left home, my expectation when I came back that I still had a home. Well, that was not true. I've had an experience of being homeless in the streets of Baltimore, Philadelphia, D.C., different other places. And I was really like, I came here last night, and I was really shocked because Charlottesville is a small place, and I didn't realize so many people was homeless until I came here last night.
Would you describe homelessness?
Homeless for me is, I've had a home, a physical home, but yet I was homeless. Because that's the saying, what is a house without a home? I found myself in the last 2 days, this being a home, because of the environment and the relationship and the communication with peoples. For me, homeless it brings about deterioration because, first of all, not having stability with a place to live. If you don't have stability with a place to live, it's hard to hold a job. It's hard to do community service. It's hard to be responsible when it comes to my family. Matter of fact, it's with myself.
Would you describe a typical day?
My day was, we got up at 5:30 here this morning. And, you know, you get up, take care of your hygiene, fix your bed, et cetera, and you eat. And you have to leave here by 6:30. Why? For my day, I had an appointment with Region 10, which was at 9 o'clock. Set up there for 2.5 hours. They didn't see me until 11:30. So got to be patient. It's all about patience. Because nothing went the way I expect for it to go. But with being patient, things worked out. When I left Region 10, I went to a meeting. After the meeting, it's just walking around. And that was something that I haven't done in years. You know, you're just out there wandering, just going from place to place, trying to kill time. For me, that was a waste of time because there's other important things that I could have been doing if I had not been homeless. It's like getting some rest, you know, going to meetings, doing other things, you know. If it's just working around the home, doing things for my family. So being homeless for me today, it was tiresome. It was frustrating, but I got through it.
What are some of the services that you think you're lacking because of your homelessness? What are the services that you actually receive that you think you benefit greatly from?
For me, when I came in yesterday, I lived out in Buckingham, and not even to hold a job because I don't have transportation. It's a lot of program that is out there. But it's the lack of knowledge. These programs is not being exposed to those in a lot of time because, you know, if I don't ask, then I don't know. And then a lot of time, it's just a lot of things that is going on that I really didn't know anything about until today. I'm involved with a program, DRS, OAR, MECA, Region 10. And so there is help, but it's a process for the help to receive the help.
If you could do things differently to affect a different outcome, what would that be? What would you do differently?
I must say for me, you know, in my homelessness, it was because of my addiction, bad choices that I made, bad decisions that I made. That would change. That would definitely change. Lack of appreciation. You know, sometimes we think the grass is greener on the other side, but that grass got to be mowed too. So for me, it was like just not appreciating what I had. You know, sometimes it's not what I wanted, but it's what I needed. You know, so today is for me, it's just show some appreciation. You know, even though I don't have the job that I want, but I have a job. I don't have the home that I want, but I do have a home to go to. You know, and it's about, for me, it's just being independent instead of dependent. You know, because I've always been an independent type person. So now that I'm dependent, it's like it's a transformation taking place. You know, but I'm accepting it because I put myself in the situation. And I know that I have to be patient and receive the help that is being offered to me. But it's not going to come to me. I got to go and get it. I got to go and seek for it.
What would you ask of this community in terms of support and understanding?
I'm asking for stability housing so that I'm able to maintain a job, so I'm able to do community service work, community involvement, family responsibility, basically just value the right living, which is some of the simple basic things that I feel that every human being should have. For many others that I know in the street, you know, a lot of it has to do with coming out of incarceration or coming out of the drug program and not having the basic needs, you know, and that's why I find many continue to repeat the same thing over and over, you know. Like myself today, you know, I got a little frustrated. I could just threw my hand up and just say, you know, okay, that's it. But I know that's the easy way. I know that this is a process. I know that the help is there. But I realize today that I'm only going to receive help if I can prove to others that I want help.
What does the community look like from your perspective on a daily basis?
I tell you, when I got back here from Chicago and as I'm moving around, I didn't realize so many people was homeless in here in Charlottesville. I see the drug addiction. I see men and women who are coming out of incarceration and they return right back to the same thing because of lack of help, lack of support. I feel that family don't support their families when they come out of different institutions. They don't have the support that they need at least for three to 6 months. You know, it's hard. It's not easy. Things have changed over the years, you know. I like to see more halfway houses for men and women. They have a lot of halfway houses in Charlottesville, but they're for nonviolent crime. So if an individual have violent crime, it's hard for them to get into a halfway house. Let's go for male and female. You know, violent crime don't mean that, you know, you have to rob something. It could be something, a physical assault. If it's violent, it's violent. You know what I'm saying? I just feel that, especially within the property community, that men and women are just being thrown off to the side. And if they are thrown off to the side, then naturally, the kids are thrown off to the side, so it's just being passed on from one generation to another. So it'll get worse before it gets better.
This is Voices of Poverty, a project of Leadership Charlottesville and the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. Music in this podcast comes from Rhonda Lawrence, from her album, Winter Moon, available from Magnatune.com.